In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you fellas. And look, I'm super excited about the NFL season, the 2024 NFL season. And I ran across this funny stat. I want to get y'all a take on this. How y'all feel when y'all seeing this? But the 2024 NFL season will be the first NFL season in league history without Curly Lambeau, Chuck Noll, Tom Landry, or Bill Belichick. So this is the first time.
How do I feel about that?
Wow.
So in league history, so ever. So that's, the 2024 season.
That's almost unbelievable.
That's wild. Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, you understand that the league's been around for a minute, but it's wild. Honestly, I think the stat is, for me, is less about, like, the NFL itself, but more about those individuals and how long they were able to exist.
Yeah, it's around for a long time, man.
That's incredible for all them folks. And, yeah, I don't think it was really hit me how weird it'll be to not have Bill Belichick in the league. But, you know, that kind of has been mitigated by them not being good, the Patriots not being good for a couple of years, so at least that it made it so that it didn't feel like as much of a shock.
That's
that
four dudes.
Yeah, it is.
That's so four guys.
So this is the first season ever without those guys as head coach.
That is pretty remarkable. He played in 1919, Curly Lambeau.
Yeah, one of my favorite players to watch.
Yeah, 100%. He had sneaky fast.
Deceptive speed for Curly Lambeau is where we were going. Hilarious. No, okay, that's an interesting stat.
Yeah.
So have you guys ever tried to buy a burger with something else other than money?
I don't believe so. I'm sure I did something stupid when I was in high school or college, but I don't remember. Wow. Buy, like, even just buy food, whatever. Buy a burger with something other than money.
Nah, I'm too lazy for all that.
Not big into bartering.
So a man who was convicted of pointing the gun at a Burger King drive-thru worker who wouldn't accept drugs for a payment and later shooting at other people elsewhere in the same night has been sentenced to a light little 143 years in prison.
143 years.
Light work.
Yeah.
Yeah, something light.
Yeah.
And prosecutors who announced the sentence said that the drive-thru incident was the beginning of a series of crimes for Eugene Robertson.
Man, Eugene.
Carried, and this was up in the Denver suburbs of Aurora back in 2022.
Okay.
No one was hurt, but last week a jury found Robertson guilty of 17 crimes, including 8 counts of attempted murder. This sentence for many of the crimes stacked together on top of each other, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
And
I mean, honestly, you did something insane if you got 140 off of a single
without
right,
and nobody was hurt.
But yeah,
that to me, that was the crazy part of this thing.
Well, thankfully, because it sounds like he started at the Burger King trying to get his fuel for his crime rampage.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to go on.
Take these drugs right now.
He did a madness, right? He started with, I'm going to try and trade drugs for food and then go and do some other things. So I'm very thankful that nobody was hurt.
Then he started shooting.
Yeah.
Old Eugene had better days.
I think the bright side for him is he was actually, he faced a maximum of 400 years.
Oh my goodness. So there's always a bright side.
He came out with 143. So that's the bright side.
The story here for me is kind of, would you What would you trade if you worked at Burger King? You know, that meal for that double extra large with a extra large drink. And somebody said, hey, now I don't partake, but I certainly don't care because my kids partake quite a lot. And somebody said, hey, here's a quarterback or whatever.
It's so funny, too, because like,
would you?
Nah, I
feel like that's a very no, I will not officer type situation. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who this is rolling up to the Burger King window. This feels like entrapment.
Yeah, you got
to
ask first. Are you a cop?
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. I think we've learned that. Yeah, you do that and they will still hit you with that. Woo woo. Step outside the window. Yeah, for me.
To me, the worst thing is it kind of got me thinking a little bit. Have y'all ever tried to sell something on eBay or anything like that?
Long time, but
and,
yes.
And you say, you know what? I want $140 for this. You know, no trade. No nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody come out of nowhere, hey, I'll give you this game and this game for it. It's like, I ain't asked for that.
I hate that. I hate like, when people start bartering.
Stop trying to hustle me now. This is my price, man.
Yeah, that's a great example. Like, I'm trying to trade this game. Well, would you take this one? No, I'm trying to sell the game.
I also can't be mad at them, right? Like, that's you got to try. You got to give it a shot. Yeah. Somebody's going to say yes, and I guess that's probably why in that instance, yeah, the drive-through works as it is. It's like, we know for certain that you come through here, you got to give money to get this. Like, there's no bartering involved. And so as soon as you start opening up the bartering, now all sorts of things are going to happen.
This is cash we're talking about. We need green.
Well, he was trying to get green.
Well, that's another kind of green, yeah.
I wonder what kind of drugs it was.
Well, I mean,
it had to be something strong, right? It couldn't have been just no weed or nothing.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm looking at a picture.
It is Colorado, so maybe it was.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a picture of Eugene. He's got some face tats, so I'm not passing judgment. I'm not passing judgment, but I kind of
am. He said this is Eugene Robertson?
Robertson, yep.
Okay. Yeah,
Robertson. Because Eugene Robinson, the Eugene Robinson that I think of is the Atlanta Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the man of the year.
Yeah.
That ultimately got
clearly
caught.
Clearly not him.
He got caught well, he did get caught soliciting a prostitute the day before
Super
Bowl.
Okay, well, maybe. Still on the table, man.
So that's all I was like. I hope it's not the same cat, because that is what a lot.
In life, some days are good. And some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
All right, Figgy Smith, tape on Sports Radio 610. Let me know if I'm tripping. So I ran across a tweet from somebody, and they made a good point. They shouted out this theme song from this legendary wrestler, and said, you know what, this theme song sound a little more patriotic than the national anthem. So I want to do a side-by-side. I want to see what y'all think of this. So I'm going to play the national anthem, and let me know if this kind of get the blood going a little bit.
I can name that tune.
So do this kind of get your blood going a little bit?
We know what it is. We know what time it is.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I mean, obviously, patriotism, all that stuff.
So I ain't gonna play the whole thing.
That drum roll was solid though.
Yeah.
My man on the snare was holding it down.
So just imagine you sitting there and you know you hear the PA say, "Everyone, please rise.
Yeah,
remove all hats.
Yeah, for the national anthem.
All right.
In this place." So if you guys don't know this is Kurt Angle, WWE Hall of Famer. This is his theme song. Don't it got a little bounce to it?
It's got a great bounce to it.
Just imagine standing there like,
Everybody's into it.
USA. USA.
Depends on the lyrics, though, right?
Wait, you're telling me that people are in on the national anthem because of the lyrics?
No. Because I know the lyrics have a story, too. But what I'm saying is, like, at least it's, you know, the flag is still there.
This is the part where we get going when they start
right
doing
here?
All this.
Let me hear this. I'm not against it. I don't dislike it.
Honestly, if we're trying to replace the national anthem, which I know some people will be upset about.
We're not trying to replace it. But
no, some people would be all about it.
I
think this is
good. I have takes that I'm not comfortable yet to share.
God bless America, people say.
Absolutely. Yeah. If we were doing that, I feel like you could just put the Rocky theme in there, and that's
I'm in on the Rocky
theme. I'm down with that, too, man.
We're over the national anthem as we know it, the Star-Spangled Banner, and we're over the Kurt Angle. Like, if you play... If please all rise and take off your hats, and then the Rocky theme play,
come on,
whole place is going up.
Yeah,
man, I think we all be probably standing up before the song even played, man.
I think what Figgy's talking about here is the song and the beat is so much better. Rocky included,
yes.
and God Bless America included for that matter. But if we're being completely honest about the best national anthem, Russia has the best national anthem.
Oh wow.
Man. That's not a political statement.
We got a comrade.
I'm done with this term.
Look up real quick Russian national anthem, because I'm not talking about, you know, what they stand for or what they, you know, say. I'm talking about the beat of the Russian national anthem is what a national anthem should sound like. We good? Watch this. That's a national anthem. That's an old school national anthem. The Russian national anthem. Yeah. I'm talking about the song.
There's some European ones
that
go for it. It feels like, I was about to say, I'm trying to remember the Mexican national anthem, so it's escaping me.
It goes on for about 7 minutes.
But one of the things about the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, is, you know, it's not a top tier one because everybody in this country probably likes O Canada better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just on its own merits, like, not even for like the patriotic reasons.
And nobody sings it.
There you go.
Other countries, they sing every word.
But yeah, I think Kurt Angle's theme probably.
Yeah,
it kind of gets you hyped a little bit.
A smidge, like just off of the instrumental itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I got another quick one.
Let's go.
So Chick-fil-A is moving aggressively into the entertainment space with plans to launch a slate of originals for its own streaming platform.
Why
are you guys down with Chick-fil-A streaming app?
What are they launching?
A stream? I don't
like what? What's the
programming? Yeah, I have no idea. I have no.
I thought I was reading this wrong when I seen this. I'm like, wait,
same.
Huh?
Same. Like, why? Why go and do more things? It doesn't even fit like the way that they do their restaurant.
Their brand.
Like, their restaurant is not one where they dabble. Like, McDonald's was one of those restaurants where they tried to do all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
And they learned their lesson, but they tried to be all things to all people, and they realized, like a lot of restaurants have, find your lane, do those things really well. And just sticking that. And Chick-fil-A kind of does that.
Yeah.
But now you're going away from the thing
TV
that you do really
shows,
well. Trying to do TV shows?
Animated projects, TV shows. I don't think so.
My question is, are they going to be open on Sundays? Can you watch this streaming service on the Sunday?
No, they're making a mint because they're not open.
I have
open
a feeling that
Sundays.
If it's Chick-fil-A, it'll be on Sundays.
You're right.
It'll be Joel Osteen on there.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the content going to be? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Nothing that I want to see, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't going to be Ellen.
I'd rather watch Disney content. What you say?
Don't. We're not acknowledging that. We're going to let that one rock.
Goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. That was Figgy's mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
There you go. Appreciate you bringing that to us on the text line from the 832. They said when they worked at Lids, they traded hats for grams of weed. Getting where you fit in, man. I imagine, like, if you work at Lids, especially if they're not going to be, like, if it's not too detailed on the...
Hey, that might be a good deal, depending on how much weed, because them hats at Lids, they getting up there, man. They're about 50 bucks.
We'll make that straight, but I'm going to need you to embroider on here, too. And then we can make that straight. That's awesome. I appreciate you, Figgy, for another great edition of Figgy's Mixtape. Coming up next, you might be surprised to hear it, but Yordan Alvarez might somehow be underrated.
What?
And there are stats to back this up. I'll explain next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you.
Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.